This is First Comments Extra. I am Andy Heat and I am joined once again by Martin Fitzgerald and Mike McCauley after Arne Slot's pre-Aston Villa press conference. Obviously, Liverpool travel to Villa Park tomorrow for the first of both three tough games, two tough away games in the space of a couple of days. And I mean, we'll start right at the top, guys. Before we do, I'd like to wish Martin a very happy birthday. He's just told us how old he is, and I tell you what, I was surprised. I thought he was at least 10 years younger. So, I mean, happy birthday, mate. Well done. Another year around the sun. I mean, yeah. You need to send me some of that moisturizer. Okay, right. So we'll start with injuries. They opened up. He was asked about squad availability. I suppose my most pertinent bit of news is that Cody Gakpo is still out for the game, but isn't far away. Which, you know, I think we missed him. I don't know. We were just chatting before this about the amount of Everton chap, but I think, you know, we missed him in the last game, and the games following the Everton game. And I think with Villa specifically, he'd be a player that we may have had in mind for the match, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Gakpo in recent weeks has just become our second attacker, in that he's the one you look to, but Mo Salah's not at it, maybe. He's the one you look to for a goal, and he's often delivered a goal. I think his record before the injury was like 9 goals in 10 games or something, and he scored in about 7 home games in a row. So he's been a massively important player for us. I guess the good news is he's not out for too long, so he'll be back hopefully for the City game. And then we have that run of 3 home games in a row at Anfield, so it's Newcastle, Southampton and Everton. Is it? No. Newcastle, Everton, so yeah, Southampton. And I imagine he's the sort of player that scores the opening goal in one of those games, right? Because that is the sort of player he is. So, look, we're lucky it's not a long-term injury, but I would say that I was actually a Gakpo skeptic when he first signed. You know, I wasn't too sure about the profile of the player, but he's really pleasantly surprised me the last, you know, 12 to 18 months in terms of his quality, in terms of where he strikes the ball so cleanly. So he's become a really important player for us, and I'm just glad to be back sooner rather than later because he's important.